The Pebble Limited Partnership wants to build a deep water port near Macdador Beach on the southwestern side of Kick Inlet and a road running from the port to Iliama Lake near the village of Kakanak. The road would come within a mile of the McNeil River State Game Refuge and Sanctuary boundary. And the port facility Pebble is proposing is within sight of a popular bear viewing location within the refuge. Drew Hamilton runs a commercial bear viewing operation out of Homer, and he's president of the Friends of McNeil River, a nonprofit that works to preserve the refuge and sanctuary. He says it's almost undisturbed by humans.
It'll allow 10 people a day to go into the sanctuary. It's this highly structured human behavior that makes it so successful. And so they're not displacing bears. They've got a very small human footprint. And as a consequence, it's one of the last places in Alaska where bears can just be bears.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says McNeil has the largest concentration of wild brown bears in the world. Surveys suggest the area is home to about 2,000 to 2,500 brown bears. But the bears don't just stay in McNeil. Hamilton says it's just another pit stop.
McNeil bear is also a Katmai Preserve bear, is also a Cape Douglas bear. There have been bears tagged in Hallow Bay, down on the Katmai coast, that have made their way to McNeil Falls. There have been bears from McNeil that have been sighted at McNeil Falls have also been sighted on a Macdadori beach.
There's a reason bears move around so much.
Bears are about eating. It's all about food.
Dave Backrack runs AK Adventures, a Homer-based bear viewing business that flies into Katmai National Park and Preserve. He says when food runs out in one area, bears move to another. He's worried the proposed road will reduce the range bears are traveling for food.
You know, we saw this in the lower 48. I mean, that's the problem that they have in Wyoming and Montana and British Columbia and Alberta as well. Is that, you know, as the more roads and highways are built, you know, the bears and other wildlife have problems crossing them.
Backrack thinks it's unlikely bears will starve to death, but he says they might not be able to build up fat reserves.
Female bears only have cubs if they have enough fat reserves to sustain them and the cubs. She could mate. It could be a bad salmon year, a bad berry year. And if she does not have the fat reserves, then the cubs basically self-abort.
But there are many other ways that Backrack and others see the infrastructure leading to population declines. They say bears will come into contact with humans more often, potentially leading to more lethal interactions. Others say the road may also have negative implications for the salmon they eat. But it's not just bear viewing companies saying they have something at stake here.
My name is Michael LeMay, and I'm the owner-operator of the Good Karma Inn.
It's LeMay's 17th year in the bed and breakfast business in Homer, and he says it's changed a lot.
When I started, about 65% of my guests came here to fish, and it's evolved now. So 17 years later, I would say that no more than 30% of my guests come here specifically to fish. And that's 65% of my guests come here to see the bears.
He's worried if bear populations decline across Cook Inlet, that could mean fewer guests for his business.
Virtually all of my guests from Europe come here specifically to see the bears. And I don't see any way that the Pebble Mine will not affect our incredibly large, you know, bear viewing revenues. And it's going to affect not just the bed and breakfasts, it's going to affect the restaurants, it's going to affect the entire economy here in Homer.
Inlet Keeper is breaking its workshops into three topics. It hosted a broader session on implications for Wildlife Friday, and it's holding its final session on commercial fishing before the Army Corps of Engineers holds a scoping session in Homer on Wednesday. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.